Further thoughts on Christmas. Paul O'Mahony here, and I'm in the second episode of a diary in which I record and share the ongoing thoughts about Christmas and the ongoing experience. I sat down this morning in a coffee house for a short while, and I wrote three Christmas cards. But the Christmas cards I wrote were, for me, very important. I sent them to people who were especially supportive of me during the year, more in my work than in any other arena. Although it would be impossible to confine the help that they gave me and support that they gave me to only the work arena. So these are these are people with whom I, in a sense, clicked. Two of them were people with whom I had clicked but never met in face-to-face. People I'd clicked with via the internet, via telephone, via Skype, via Twitter. One of them is somebody who I'd met via Google Plus. Interestingly enough, they were all women, which means something. I'm not quite sure what it means. But I bought a box of 10 cards for basically €2, €2.40, or 24 euros, I mean. So the cards were €2.40 each. And I thought that for what they are, they were very good value, and that they would carry my message, and I would be able to confidently express what I wanted to within the cards. Strictly speaking, they weren't Christmas cards at all. They were cards of photographs taken by Giles Norman from West Cork. He has a shop a studio and all that sort of thing down in Kinsale, which is more or less where West Cork begins. But it gave me a lot of satisfaction to write three cards. I didn't write exactly the same in each one, and I suppose I wrote 50 words or 70 words in total. And that is an effort on my part to do justice to what contact with those people has meant to me during the year. There are other people with whom I would probably like to keep in touch, but all I would really do is send a card with my name on it. If I was the same as other people, I do get cards. We get cards at home from people who only sign their name, and I imagine them sitting at a kitchen table with 100 or maybe even 200 cards to write in a production line in which maybe somebody else writes the address, they write the name down, and as far as I'm concerned, they might as well be using a stamp. There wouldn't be, but I'm saying perhaps in my high state of mind I'd be critical and saying that those people are really, I would say indignantly, those people are just going through the motions and that their card has relatively little value. But I suppose that if you want to just keep ticking gently the connection with somebody, sending a card, Christmas is good because it provides a community-based or a cultural habit. It's a practice, not sure. Yeah, it's a practice which is carried out, which is understandable to people, and it's what Eric Byrne, in my opinion, it's what Eric Byrne called pastiming. And there's a role for that. There's a role for the conventional, and there's a role for the unconventional. And my Christmas cards are going to be unconventional this year. And that's a reference to my work identity. And it's possible that my midlife crisis in relation to work will be resolved in favour of unconventional. or it's possible that it won't be. Everything is up in the air. But I must say, sending good quality cards to superb quality people from my best side is one of the best things that I'm thinking about in relation to Christmas. It's now 12:13. I mean, I've done a hands-free recording, and it's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog on Twitter, and Paul O'Mahony. Thank you very much for listening to this diary. Bye-bye for now.